not go to Atlanta, though.
You might check it, yes. What I'd like to do, and you could call him and say that the president can't get that news, because he's all on the transfer, and can't, but just on a personal basis, he'd like to invite him and have a cup of coffee. He wants to just chat personally, and off the record. And you could come in. Yeah, he's just bringing in, you know, his personal, all the record, what he was talking, because I have his father and his grandfather both. He's very intelligent, tall, probably.
Wait, he?
Got some of the capability of his grandfather. His father was actually accepted the training, was a hell of an able guy too, you know. Wrote a superb biography of Churchill, but died. Sclerosis of the liver.
Yeah, he did drink beer.
I know, wow. Nice fellow. All out for our side.
This fellow who flew to the funeral was the son of? The grandson who flew to the funeral with us. That's de Gaulle, excuse me.
That's not de Gaulle's grandson. Yeah. You know, I was thinking of your person people of one of the worst guys in the body was Perry,
across the top.
very strange, don't you?
Doesn't.
Yeah. It's going to bring World War III. Yeah. Don't you know this one? I remember you did it once, but it's great. Let him worry. Boy, those wives, aren't they something?
Yeah, they are.
Compared to these business people. Frankly, the educated press.
And the families, too.
That's why I stuck the business in with the meeting, too. After all, it's a good way to take the time, because they are most of the big business council and the rest, are silent. They don't, when you kind of make a tough decision, they don't step on it, it affects their bread and butter. It's terrible. The people that are the best, frankly, the ethnics, the hard hats, labor, the farmers, and the service people. Interesting. That's the only character of this country.
People who are the weakest, though, are the top educators. I remember.
I could have mentioned religious leaders, but I didn't want to get in a fight with the churches. Their servants.
Going back to Cambodia and Laos during that period when the war
college presidents, yeah.
Came in here, and that fellow from Vanderbilt built herded. Good God in heaven, these people are something else.
The religious people you can explain to, they're supposed to be pacifists from the heavy war. Basically, it's the establishment of this country is weak. Now, we have publishers. Editorials, but I refer to commentators, you know.
Right.
They know the difference. Referring. Anybody ask you about it, he's referring to the people that write the stories as non-published.
You didn't say published.
No, sir.
But the Times stories are published.
Oh, I don't know what the Times says. I don't think I said publishers.
No, I've listened quite carefully.
If I did, it's fine. It's fine. So I'm speaking to the Times. But you see, you're on that kind of thing, which we, of course, shouldn't. You know, it does show you that we can sadly, if you don't have any questions, you know what I mean? In 8 minutes, that's you get three networks, you get expression across. So what they say, well, what's the press saying about these great issues? Well, what is it? Humanity is one, I've said. Do you have any? Vietnam, I laid down the conditions. Now, what's the next question?
That embassy of matters where it was really solidified yesterday, too.
Because all the.
All of the networks carry the response, you know, the clapping and so forth.
And from that audience?
So for that audience. Oh, Hale Boggs is missing up there.
Oh, sorry, I read in the paper this morning about a Royal Rogers Wild Post. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Before your time. You're, of course, you remember Will Rogers.
Sure.
Used to write a little swim every day. Will, that was in the early days of aviation. He was found missing when they fly over Alaska. Wild Post was one of the first transatlantic flyers, one of the great explorers. And an Alaska congressman, I hope, in the name of, well, we've got a candidate in Alaska. Christ, we got a candidate in Boggs' district. If we had it, we're stupid enough. We have a candidate, we want to dodge him. We don't really have it. You made the announcements of the radio for Thursday, right?
No, I left it loose.
You can.
We were talking in there. Yeah. I think Bob has a suggestion about perhaps moving that to Saturday. See, Thursday we have Salt 2.
We have another one on Saturday, but we haven't got rid of it.
Well, they're talking about one for Sunday on Veteran.
Yeah, I know. We've got another one for Saturday on.
There was some discussion that John wanted to talk to you about the tax reform.
Yeah, right.
Elderman, whether or not we want to do it at this point. Apparently, McGovern Friday night is going to do a speech on the economy, you know, economic policy. And this may seem to be a response from you to that. The general feeling this morning in the meeting was that tax reform 4 or 5 weeks ago was something hot, but it's
maybe we don't need it at all.
As John used the phrase, maybe we should keep it in the sock for now. I mean, before I do it. So, but John said he...
We had pressed him. Well, one thing I want to get out of the tax reform, I've got to get something out on the parochial school plan. Just out of line, out of hand. So, well, we'll be put...
Because you could, there are a lot of different ways.
Put a letter out.
Could do that. Your position's pretty...
I know it is, but McGovern has spoken since then, in the public memory. I don't like the hierarchy almost.
Right.
But the public memory is very, very short of things like this. I just want to underline it again.
Right.
Just put it in there. Well, I'll go over that. I don't care what day we do it. This month, I'm trying to...
But I, we announced Philadelphia, of course, for the sign.
Right.
And,
you announced that Thursday, might you not say?
This is Friday.
You announced it yesterday.
Yes, sir. And New York, we're going to announce today. I linked that to the Daily News last night, so they have it this morning, and then
good.
We'll announce it.
Yes, it's great to do that every time you can.
So then Kissinger going to...
That'll get it played today.
And then I announce at 11 he's going to Saigon.
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, I mean, if he...
If he goes, we won't know. Because it's still very much up in the air. It's like whether I think he may have big 2 days now. Perhaps he may even have to come back.
Well, I'll check with you.
There are five points at issue. We'll see.
All right.
See if you can do that. Maybe we don't have to do any radio comments. Skip them.
Move it to Saturday, see?
I know, the only problem is we've got several to do with. If you want to drop off the tax, it drops one out. And then we just put them all on the last week, and do the reading one day after another. So
sure.
Build up the momentum. We don't really need it this week. Don't you have a trade agreement Wednesday?
Trade agreement Wednesday.
What do you have today?
Well, today we have the Kissinger movement and so forth, however
right.
That works out.
Yeah.
And the announcing of the trips and so forth to New York.
That's enough.
I'll let you know.